Luke 1, 46 to 56. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My being proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked lovingly on me in my affliction. From this day, all generations will call me blessed, for God, wonderful in power, has done great things for me. Holy God's name, whose mercy from generation to generation is to those who stand in awe. The strong arm of God scatters the arrogant of heart, brings down the powerful from their thrones, and lifts the afflicted. Those who hunger are filled with good things. The rich are sent away empty. God rescues servant Israel, remembering the mercy promised to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, and to their descendants evermore." Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months, then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember looking through my brand new microscope at a drop of water and a hair. I was awed by what I saw, magnified by my simple lenses. This Gospel of Magnificat is more than the rejoicing of Mary. It is her prophetic call to us to magnify with our very being the greatness of God. What if we recognize that God looked on each and every one lovingly, no matter how small we feel, or that love is magnified to call us blessed and to do the same for others? Can we believe that? What if we were to look around and recognize all the good things that surround us instead of focusing on the negative? To recognize the great things done for and in us, and to make great things possible for those who cry out in God's name for help. What if we had mercy on those who worship differently from us, or fail to worship at all, but stand in awe of the sunrise, or mountains, oceans, or a new baby? What if we let our priorities be that of God for the poor, the outcast, the afflicted, those in war-torn zones, and pay more attention to them than celebrity and the arrogant? What if we filled our hungers with God and the poor with bread, respect, freedom, in more than our homeless shelters and refugee camps, but in our hearts and homes? What if we were welcoming, remembering how love rescued us and showed us mercy, and do the same so that the mercy promised could be seen everywhere, not just in Christmas lights and creches, but as a void filled throughout the world? Mary did so and suffered it. She was for Elizabeth and for her family and for us. Let us magnify the Lord with our lives as Mary did. It would make the awe under a microscope be puny, and the planet shine in the true splendor of the Lord with us.